Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
Grateful.
I can't.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First and foremost, to God who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Testimony Tuesday. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 25 and 23. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Again, Matthew 25 and 23. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas, and that lovely voice that you heard just a few moments ago was none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. Listen, guys, we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It is our Testimony Tuesday. Remember, guys, to like and share on this morning. Go ahead and like and share. Those of you all who need prayer this morning, those of you all who want to share your testimony, those of you all who want to just come on and just tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, please feel free to go ahead on and call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or to have prayer or just to share your testimony. We'll be excited to have you guys come along and do that on this morning. Listen, before we go any further, folks, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Master, we are just excited on this morning, God, that you have woke us up with our minds closed and straight and intact. According to you, Father, our mind was stayed on you this morning. We had woke up this morning, God, with the activities of our limbs. God, we may have aches and pains. We may have a few things going on in our body. But Lord, guess what? We're just thankful, God, that we're even able to wake up and move and have the activity of our limbs on this morning, God. We're living and breathing in you on this morning, God. We're just gracious. We're grateful that your graciousness, God, that you have shown toward us on this morning. We are just excited, God. We love you. God bless you. God, we love you, God, so much for all that you do. Father, we glorify you, magnify you, and glory and honor your name on this morning. God, we call on you this morning, God, for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, no matter where their condition or situation may find themselves at this morning, Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, move on behalf of them on this morning. God, move on their hearts, move on their minds. Father God, move on their spirits. God, whatever place that they need you, God, to touch, God, and move, God, and reconfigure, God, in their lives right now, do that for them, God. Those, God, that are under the sound of my voice, God, and the noisome pestilence, God, and the chaos that's in their minds, and God, the hardness of their heart or issues that's over their hearts, God, that's keeping them from comprehending this morning, God, hearing this morning and feeling your presence. God, we ask that you remove those things. God, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen. We want to make sure that we acknowledge our countries that are listening in. We're so excited that God is continually to add countries on, you guys that are listening across the country. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. We love you. We honor you this morning. We call you blessed this morning. Amen. We call you blessed because you have stood in the presence of the Lord and you have blessed his name for us and on behalf of us. So we call you blessed. We thank you so much for all that you do. We thank you for the honor of being able to come into your homes, your businesses, your jobs, wherever you guys are listening to us at on this morning across this country, great country of ours. We thank you so very much. Our overseas partners, we thank you so much for all that you do. All of those guys that are listening in from all different countries, from all over the world, we thank you so much. We thank you so much. We're so godly proud of what you have attached to us and added to our life on today. We're so God and proud. We're proud to have you alongside of us on this morning. We thank you so very much. We're honored. We're honored. We're honored. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those pastors and bishops and preachers that's across this country that are doing the work, the ones that are in the missionary fields overseas. We want to make sure that we acknowledge you guys as well to let you know that the work that you're doing for the Lord will stand no matter what the enemy may be saying right now on the outside. Know that God is working on the inside. He is doing something great down on the inside of the people that you're connected with and contacted with. Listen, the enemy may have one situation going on, but watch this here. God has another plan in place. He may be trying to do one thing, but know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is stand in the favor of God and let God's favor have his work inside of us. Let it have his perfect work in us. Amen. So continue to do what you do as we continue to pray for you, encourage you, and strengthen you as we do every day here on the broadcast. And we pray for you every day. We pray for you every day. Not just on the 5 days that we're on the broadcast, but we pray for you every day. Our consistent and constant prayer is, Lord, continue to move by your power and by your strength, and continue to allow them to reach the lost, amen, and to reach the lost, amen. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. Of course, we have the United States. Then we have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Nigeria. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Hong Kong, we have China, and we have Mexico. Thank you guys so very much. Again, thank you guys so very much. All of our fantastic countries, all of those who are listening in, we thank you so very much. And we're continually, we want you to know that we're continually praying for you because we know the work that you do is a hard task. The taskmasters in your region that you're in right now, we realize they are fighting against you. They're fighting hard against you. Amen. We realize they're fighting hard against you. But know that even when they're fighting hard against you, know that God is not just able, but God is well able to see you through it. Only thing you have to do is just continue to allow God to be God. And watch this here. Make the devil out of a liar. Amen. So God bless you guys so very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you some more. And we thank you for continually being a part of this broadcast and what we're doing here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And know that God's favor is shining on your life. Amen. Before we go any further, guys, let us take a really quick musical break, and we'll be right back. And remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test.
somebody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Bye. do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell him God said he going to do it this week? God said he going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know you taking too long. If you was gonna shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I gotta get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some. Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Churchy, and I gotta preach. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a get your Bible.
Welcome back. Again, first, give honor to God who's the head of our life. It is Testimony Tuesday. If anybody have any testimonies that they wish, want to share, give us a call at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Remember, we are here, iron sharpens iron. God does not care what you did last night. All he wants is a yes from you. That's it. That one-on-one, that intimate time with him. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know the quote the whole Bible. Just give him some time with you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Listen. Let me do this. I was going through some old I guess, messages that I wrote. And that was a passage of scripture in the book of Ephesians 5 and 16. I'm sorry, verses 15 and 16. And this stood out to me. It's just a passage of scripture that I want to share with you. I believe it'll bless your morning. Verses 15 and 16 says this. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but as wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil." Watch the word. "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what's the will of God is." The will of God is. Now, verse 18, going to go ahead on and just close it all out. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but filled with the Spirit." I want to pull a piece out of this text that I want you to really catch on to this morning, because I believe this is the sentiment of God's heart on this morning. It says, "Redeem the time, because the days are evil." I'm going to say that again for those of you all in the back. The text says, the Bible says, not the message, not the messenger, but the word of God says, "Redeem the time, for the days are evil." Redeem the time. In other words, he's telling you that it's time for you to get up and get the going. It's time for you to get up and get the moving. It's time for you to get on your giddy up and go ahead on and get yourself on to where you need to be at, because we don't have time to waste. There is a poem that I'm not a poet, But this is a poem that the Lord had gave me to write some years ago. And the title of it was Time Keep On Slipping. Y'all know the song. It's a time keep on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping. We're sitting back and time is slipping away from us because we're sitting back and we're licking our wounds from the last battle that we were in. The Lord says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. In other words, it's telling us we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to sit back here and lallygag, like my grandmother saying, and dolly lolly along this way. You need to get on. Dilly dallying, I'm sorry. Dilly dallying along the way. You ain't got time to be dilly dallying. You need to be getting on the way you need to be at. You need to make some moves. There's some decisions that you need to make. There right now you're at the crossroad. You know, Bone Thugs and Harmony had a song back in the day, standing at the crossroads. Come on here. Let me help you with my 8-point thug gangster I got on the inside of me right quick. The Bone Thugs and Harmony had a song called Standing at the Crossroads. You're standing at the crossroads right now. And I got to ask you this question this morning. What you standing at the crossroads for? Have you not made the decision yet? Have you not come to the understanding that your time is short? That the time that you have been given allowed in this time, in this little bit of dispensation that you have, do you not know that time is running out? Come on, let me help you. The Bible says it like this. He says that to take the road less traveled. He say for straight is the way. And broad is the gate, is the way to heaven. He said, but narrow is the way. Come here. Let me help you with a narrow gate. A narrow gate that means that everybody can't go in all at one time. Oh, Lord have mercy. But narrow road, you ain't got time to carry a whole lot of stuff. This narrow way, this narrow road, you got to get rid of some things. You got to start emptying some baggage off. You got to start dropping off some people. You got to start dropping off some mentalities. You got to start dropping off some mindsets. You got to start dropping off some ideologies that people didn't put all on the inside of you. You need to start dropping some stuff off because the road you got to travel. Come on, let me help you. It's getting real bad, real quick. You got to understand that you need to, it's crucial. It's crunch time, as they say in football. It's crunch time in basketball, like they say in basketball and baseball and soccer and field hockey, whatever you want to call it. You it's getting crunch time. In the game time is getting crunch time. You need to start focusing on getting rid of some stuff. You can't afford to carry people in this season. I shared this with my sister-in-law through a Facebook post on yesterday. She was talking about cutting people off. She was talking about cutting people off. And when she said it, she said people get upset when you're getting cut off. They think that you're upset with them, but it's just time for them to be cut loose. Now watch this here. I gave her two schools of thought. The first school of thought is this. I told her, first off, I want to tell you, I want to say amen to what you just said. I told her that. But I told her there's two schools of thought that I want you to understand. I said the first school of thought is this. Let me bless you to your blessed place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. The level that God is taking you to. Everybody don't have permission to go. Everybody is not able to go to this next level. See, because number one, the altitude up here that God, your altitude, your attitude determines your altitude. Y'all remember that in high school and in middle school, them teachers. That was one of my English teacher, Miss Wilburn. That was one of her favorite sayings to the class. Your altitude determines your altitude determines your attitude determines your altitude. In other words, how you go in life is going to determine how your attitude is. So sometimes, sis, you got to understand. Sometimes, bruh, you got to understand. Sometimes, my homie, my homie, sometimes you got to understand that everybody's not able to rise to the top. All queens don't rise to the top. Yeah. All cream don't rise to the top because sometimes you ain't got pure cream, you got imitations. Come on, let me help you with some imitation creamer. Let me help you with imitation creamer. Imitation creamer, that's that kind that's made with all them fillers. It's not made with real milk. It's not, come here. It's not made with real milk. It's not made with real cream. It's made with byproducts. And see, this is the issue that we have in the life that we're living right now. We got too many byproducts in our life. Come here. That's the reason why. Oh, Lord, you finna mess these people up early this morning. What you doing? You sitting back and you're going to connect with people, and this is the reason why you're messing around there and you got an upset stomach. This is the reason why you're messing around here and you got headaches and you're dealing with all these different issues in your body simply because, watch this here, you're allowing the wrong people to impart in you, and you're eating off too many tables. Let me help you with table. Let me help you with eating off too many people's table. You know how it was when we was growing up, and mama would tell us, don't you eat that.
Everybody's
home. I don't think they heard you. Say that a little bit louder. Say that one more time. Don't do what?
Don't eat at everybody's house because everybody's not equipped to feed you.
Come on. We sitting back here and we getting spoon fed. Oh, Lord. You finna mess them up. You getting spoon fed. You're not even feeding yourself. You being spoon fed by somebody. Watch this here. That don't have nothing. Let me help you again. Nothing to give to you. But you letting them spoon feed you. Now, I'm going to tell you what they feeding you. They feeding you stuff that's leftovers.
You got to remember, some of them trying to poison you to stop your anointing from coming out.
What you work this morning? We're sitting back and we got this issue. We got this issue. We got this major issue. We got this major issue. We got this major issue with food poisoning in certain parts of the country because these people will eat whatever is readily available. And sometimes when they eat it, watch this here, it's not in the best condition. It comes across as it's been sitting for days and weeks, and because it's the only thing that's available, that's what they eat. Now, can I help you real quick? Let me bless you to your blessed place. There are places that you go to or people that you go to that feed you spoiled and leftovers, and you're sitting up there eating it, and you're getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker, and you're trying to figure out why. But can I be the bearer of good news? Can I bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on this morning? Let me help you right quick. Let me give you something to put down on the inside of you. And let me give you some Pepto-Bismol right quick. Let me give you a little Pepto-Bismol this morning. Can I help you this morning? Let me give you a little Pepto-Bismol. Watch the word. Watch the text. See, the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked with, watch this here, unbelievers. Well, bishop, well, pastor, well, apostle, you're telling us that we're not supposed to be unequally yoked. These people are in church. Oh, God, let me go ahead on and work the text. Let me work the text. He said unbelievers. Now, you automatically think because they're in church, they believe. That is not always the case. They believe. But they got a self agenda. They but come here. They come off as watch the deal. What the word called Satan? He said that he looks alike. light. He ain't the light. He look like a light. See, y'all done messed around here and got yourself connected with a bunch of lookalikes, a bunch of phonies. Y'all know it got one dude that's on TikTok look just like Michael Jackson. It got some coming here. It got some impersonators in Vegas that look just like Elvis. It got some impersonators that they use for parties that look just like Samuel L. Jackson, that look just like Denzel Washington, that look just like Channum Tatum, that look just like Washington, Biz Markie and all these other rappers and all this other stuff, Tupac. They got all these people that look like them, but watch this, they are not them. So here you are, you're being spoon-fed, poisoned by a lookalike. I'm going to let that marinate on your soul. I'm going to let that marinate on your soul for a minute. Let me let you partake of that for a minute. Let me let you eat real good off that table. Let me let the medication settle in. It's time out for you running from house to house. Because watch this here. And I'm going to mess with you real bad because the apostle then stepped into the room. The reason why you're not healed completely is because you never let the last whooping that God gave you in the last church, watch this here, take effect. Now you're doing what the Bible says, you're going a-whoring. I'm not even afraid. I'm not scared. I'm not terrified. I'm not scared of nobody that's under the sound of my voice right now. You're going whoring. You acting like a fatherless child. You're acting like you don't have any rule because you're going from one spot to the next spot. And you think that it is a spirit that is speaking to you, but in actuality, God is telling you to stand still. But because you've been in this thing for so long, preacher, you're preaching to a whole bunch of people this morning. Go on and just work it, Doc. Work it. You are sitting back and you are in this place and you're letting the place that you're in, the product of your environment, affect your thinking. The reason why so many young people wind up being drug addicts and drug dealers, we haven't babies out of wedlock. They're having they're in the wrong relationships. They are dealing with so many different things. It's because they are a product of their environment. Watch the text. The Bible says, "Redeem the time, for the days are evil." Redeeming the time requires you to go back and see at what point did I get off track so I could go ahead on and I can start fresh. So I can start fresh. See, the Bible says, he says, be of one that is wise. The Bible declares it like this. It says, a fool despises evil, but a wise man, he taketh it and put it upon his neck. He takes it and he binds it upon his head. It is ever, wisdom is ever before him. Because he understands, watch the text, let me bless you, watch the text. He understands that in order for him to get to where he needs to be, he needs to make wise decisions. All of my educated people out here, all of my doctors and my people who got their bachelor's degree and all these people that have their master's and they have their doctors and bachelors, and you got all these other degrees, and you got all these PhDs and SSDs behind your name, and GVDs and DVDs and HHHBs and all this stuff behind your name. Y'all got all these degrees behind your name. You would not have that if you did not go through the wisdom to get it. If you didn't go through the testing to get it, if you did not go through the process to get it. Now watch the text. It says the wisdom. He says for us to operate in wisdom. I don't have a whole lot of time, y'all, because I can't deal with it like I want to. It says redeem the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. Let me help you with what the will of God is. The will of God is simply this: for you not to be a fool. Y'all thought this was gonna be real deep. Y'all was looking for that deep revelation. Mm-mm. God says, just stop being a fool. So, let me help you. The Bible says it like this. He says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. In other words, they are not easily fooled. Whose voice have you been listening to? Whose voice have you been listening to? Let me help you. One of my biggest prayers when I pray, because I have to pray for myself, not saying that no one can, but I pray for myself. And one of my biggest prayers for myself is, Lord, get me out of my own head. Lord, keep me out of my own head. Because if you keep me out of my own head, watch this here. I know the difference between my voice talking and God's voice talking. Because we can move in our own self. One of the most dangerous things in the world for us to do is to be caught in our own opinion, not in someone else's opinion, not in someone else's opinion, but be caught in our own opinion about ourselves and watch this here, and damage ourselves even more. Because watch this here, our opinion is based on our hurt. Jesus, you're messing with these people so bad this morning. You can mess around here and be operating in your own self-righteousness, your own self-acknowledgement of who you are, own praise of who you are. Y'all remember the... Y'all remember the prayer. I'm closing with this. Y'all remember the prayer that the publican and the sinner had in the temple. Jesus was telling about the parable about that, and the publican went in and he was praying and he made this big long speech about how he's helped everybody and how he's blessed and he's doing all these great things and he's all this self-righteousness of a prayer that he prayed. And he said, the sinner said, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. And he asked the disciples, he said, which one of these prayers do you think God heard? He said, of course, the publican, because he acknowledged and he gave all this and that and that and that. I mean, he just go there was, you know, everybody was just, you know, yeah, the publican, yeah, blah, blah. But can I tell you, Jesus bust their bubble when he told him, it was a sinner, because he was honest. Let me help you with redeeming your time. Let me help you with redeeming your time. Let me help you with redeeming your time. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice right now, and you're running, and you're chasing after this stuff, and you're chasing after these people, and you're chasing after these mindsets, and you're chasing after these mentalities, and you're chasing after all this stuff, stop. Pray. Ask God for clarity. Father, I am lost. Honesty is what made him be the one that God would say, I am going to be able to answer his prayer because of honesty. Honesty would move the hand of God. And once we get that understanding, once we get that level of knowledge, once we get that level of shifting in our minds, we will be able to see that God is doing a miraculous thing in our life. But watch this, people of God. We got to stop and acknowledge that we need help. Get back on the road. Redeem the time. Where you start redeeming the time, start redeeming the time with a prayer. Talk to God. Lord, I am confused. That was one of my most honest prayers I ever had with God. I told God I was confused. Lord, help me. Because I see all this stuff and I don't understand all this stuff. And God began to use my honesty to show me where he was taking me. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we're going to go to a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
John 3:16 declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Understand today that whatever you're going through, God loves you and he cares.
Don't know why you gave your life for someone like me. You suffered, bled, and died. I've not always been faithful, and times I've
Amen. Amen. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. 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 This passage of scripture is, I believe, one of the most prolific scriptures that we have in the Bible, outside of the introduction of Christ coming into the world. But I believe that this passage of scripture leads us to a place that we need to comprehend and understand that God is doing something in our life, for our life, and through our life. And the importance of this is this, is that our does not determine the direction that we're going in. I'm going to say that again because I want to help you out this morning. The place where you are does not dictate where you're going. Yes, I understand that the situation and circumstance in your life right now that you may be in is a difficult place. Yes, it is. The thing that you're dealing with just today is a difficult thing that you're dealing with. Yes, it is. How this thing is coming on your life is very, very, very detrimental, and I get that. But I want to be the bearer of good news to some, and I want to be the strength for others with this very, very simple statement. You can change the place that you're in by simply receiving that scripture. You can change the place that you're in by simply receiving that scripture. Because what it is basically an invitation. Now, invitations are simply just that, an invitation. An invitation. It extends itself out to you to say, to ask this question, will you receive this? So that's our request. Will you receive this? And I'm going to simply pray for you. You can receive it. I pray that you receive it. I pray that you receive it. How about that? I pray that you receive it. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we extend to the ones that are under the sound of our voice this morning, God, that we desire to be in a better relationship with you. Simply by, Lord, declaring the scripture over their life. Our prayer is that they receive this thing, that they walk in fullness of joy. They walk into a deeper and more effective relationship with you, that they walk into your designed purpose for them. They walk out of bondage, God, and they walk into you. So, Father, let us pray as we pray for them, God. We pray that they will receive you in the magnitude in which you are, in the great God that you are. So, Father, we pray this prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we glorify you for this. We glorify your word. We glorify your name. We glorify, God, this opportunity that you have extended to them. God, we lift it up to them. God, and as I pronounce this scripture over their life, as I declare this scripture over their life, God, I pray that they receive it right now. God, you said that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts, that your son Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. Father, we pray that they surrender right now, God, that they're now saved. They're in the safety of your arms. They're in the safety of your care. God, we thank you even now, God, for all things being made well in their life. Let them not struggle with who they are, where they are. Father, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would give them the understanding and wisdom and knowledge that they need to be conquered over the thing, God, to be conquerors over the thing, God. God is trying to conquer their life right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we thank you for all things being made well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen Amen and amen. We have three keys we're going to share with you, and we'll be going to go ahead and close out the show.
First, get your Bible. Write this King James or NIV. Get your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you decide to go in physically, please wear your mask, sanitize your hands, and wash your hands. Be safe. Or you can join us on virtual. I'm sorry, Facebook. you can join us on Facebook at Abba House, 10:30 every Sunday morning and 7:15 on Tuesday. Remember, find you a church home, whether it be the Abba House International or another church. Find a church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are walking in what they're preaching. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but continue to stand on the word of God. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word.
Amen, amen. We thank you guys so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, guys, we're just excited about God, what God is doing. Remember always that God has a plan for your life. Yes, it may be a little bit ups and downs. It may be a little bit of a turbulence, but know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think. Only thing we have to do is just trust him for who he is and what he said that he's going to do. And believe me and understand me, hear me real well when I tell you what God says he's going to do it, he does it. Amen? He does it. Again, God bless you. We thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. Those of you all that are listening in via the web, we appreciate you so much. We love you so much. Y'all continue to support, continue to share, continue to like, continue to be a part of what we're doing here. We're just excited about the leaps and bounds that God is taking us, and we thank you guys for being along for the ride. Also, as well, those of you all who would like to sow today, you could do so by going to your Cash App and sowing to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can go and sow there. And remember, we are a body of believers that believe in the sowing and reaping, that when you sow into us, that we sow into others, and as they sow into others, and as they sow into others, and they sow and they sow and so on and so on. And when they sow, we begin to reap a harvest from a field that we did not plant in personally, but we sowed into the individual who sowed into that life. So that's how we get a harvest from a field that we never planted, because we were in the obedience of sowing. So those of you all that the Lord is moving on your heart in obedience to sow, please do so and sow into the worldwide gospel connection. Do that. I promise you, you will be glad you did, because we are people that are going somewhere. Amen. God bless you. And we want to take you guys with us as we go. Amen. You may not go with us physically, but that you sow into us, whether it be your prayers, or whether it be your acknowledgement that we're doing a good job, we take that with us, and we go and we sow that, and that thing grows. Amen. It's not always about the money. I tell people all the time, it's not always about the money. It's about the heart. When a person has a good heart, a strong heart, and that person sows into you, watch this here. God blesses that thing that they sow. Amen. So I don't want y'all to think that it's just about the money. I want y'all to realize that it's more than that. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond finances. Amen. So God bless you. So those of you all who are capable of sowing, who would like to sow, please feel free to do so by going to your Cash App. And those of you all who would like to just acknowledge that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is blessing you, please make sure you go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page and connect there, and let them know that this gospel radio broadcast is blessing your life. Amen. Amen. Also, guys, remember, those of you all who are looking for a Valentine's Day gift, please make sure that you guys go and check out Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. You can connect with Lady Douglas, because this is her baby. Connect with her by giving her a message at CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts at gmail, CoraGiftedGift34@gmail.com. Again, CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Or you could also connect with her by going to 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can connect with her there as well. Guys, remember Valentine's Day is coming up. Ladies, Valentine's Day is coming up. This will be the perfect gift for you guys. I'm telling you, the Facebook and Twitter feeds are going crazy behind these bath bombs that Lady Douglas is producing. And I'm telling you, this is a bath experience like none other. Those of you all who would like to take those relaxing baths, that Calgon take me away moment, this is the perfect gift for you. Please make sure you don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Amen. I'm going to say that again because that sounded good. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a blessing to your life. She has a fantastic product, and it is in great demand. So please be a part of that great demand that is going on right now with Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bomb. She is doing a fantastic job with the product. I'm telling you, man, I tried it for the product launch. I'm a shower guy. I'm not really a bath guy, but I'm telling you, it was a relaxing experience. I promise you, you will be glad you did yourself that favor. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. And again, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Now, remember, guys, also that we will have Bible study tonight. We will have Bible study tonight on the Abba House. So please feel free to connect with us on Abba House. Go to Abba House and connect with us there. We will have our live viral Bible study tonight. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day. We look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow for Wisdom and Worship Wednesday. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day.
I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. I just want to cross the river,
my Lord.
I want to be free from sin.